I'm Mike McCurdy. Two top law enforcement officials in McLean County say they're disturbed by an uptick in juveniles getting into trouble with illegal guns. With the national conversation about guns still focused on the mass shooting in Las Vegas, local officials say another challenging problem is to solve what to do with minors who are arrested in gun cases. GLT's Ryan Denham has more with Bloomington Police Chief Brendan Hefner, who says it's a challenge to strike the right balance when imposing penalties on minors.
The issue with the juveniles is getting very tough because it's very sensitive because everyone in this state, your larger communities, us, Decatur, Peoria, Champaign, Springfield has really had a spike in crime, Chicago. We are all dealing with the issue of juveniles having weapons and committing crimes with weapons. And I do not want to see a juvenile have the key thrown away on them and go to jail forever. Now, you have to be accountable for what you do. Obviously, if you take a life, it's different. But sometimes we have juveniles who are committing crimes with guns, and they are, you know, juvenile detention center for about a day or two. And I think you hear Chicago's chief talking about how it's kind of a revolving door. They commit a crime on a Tuesday, and they can be out on Thursday or Friday. Well, what that does is two things. That juvenile who's committing these crimes, and we had one that went through the system three times before they were sent away for a bit, they kind of feel emboldened because they aren't being kept, you know, in the system. And number two, they're a threat to the community, but I think sometimes people forget is that they're also can be, they have to look at themselves because they can be a target of crime as well. So sometimes when a person is off the street, say, for 6 to 9 months, cooler heads calm down, they aren't doing things, and, you know, you can be saving that juvenile's life as well. I would relate to you that we had a juvenile here last summer that was down from the Waukegan area. I can't remember his name. And every time this juvenile came down, we had some shooting incidents, and that juvenile was around. Not directly related to the crime where we could tie the juvenile to it, but, you know, when you're around something all the time and we hear about it, you know, you're not providing information, you're associated with it in some way. And they actually tried to reach out and help this juvenile. We work, you know, with Boys and Girls Club, and, you know, we have youth intervention specialists. Well, this juvenile was later killed by gun violence up in the Waukegan area. And, you know, we often wonder what would have happened had this juvenile maybe been removed from what was going on down here. And we had a juvenile down here we caught once with a handgun, was back on the street in a few days, got caught again. It wasn't until they were caught with a handgun, three handguns at once, that they were put away. And, you know, sometimes you have to be out of the element in order to learn there are other paths to follow, is what I'm saying. But I know up in Chicago, you know, Chief Williams says that they know that they're not going to be in detention for a long time, and they know they're going to be right back out. So it's a problem. It's a problem. It's not an easy problem to solve, but it's certainly something that probably needs to be addressed better because, like I said, it's a threat to the public, but also you're putting a juvenile back out possibly in harm's way as well.
For a more detailed look at crime reports involving guns in Bloomington Normal, visit our website, WGLT.org.